The Heart, a Timed Exercise by Maureen Marsh.
I stare at my mother sipping her strong mug of tea with a face that tells a story of a million battles hard lost, and yet a dignity still remains left intact, like a diamond deep in a coal mine, a small treasure left from the humiliation of a life naively chosen. I recall the many fights between Mum and Dad, staring helplessly from the sofa or sitting at a table halfway through a tin of beans, looking askance to my brother, shall we run away, shall we hide? And always it was money, 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 never enough. He spent it on drink and gambling, she begged for scraps for the table. And then it came, the inevitable, the slaps, the punches, the drunken fueled hell that had us scarpering to a neighbour's. We were a walking cliché, and every cliché has its birth in truth. We were not the only ones on our hard-arsed estate to have this story imprinted on our young hearts. Dad has long gone, and Mum has survived, a face with a sadness that cannot be denied, a beaten spirit, but yet not extinguished. She bore the hell stoically and tried to protect us, her brood, from a man who in his way was broken by life himself. When sober, he was as gentle as a kitten, a sweetness and a humour, like a little boy, like an angel. Someone hurt Dad, like Dad hurt Mum, and the hurt has travelled through the ages, through history, through time. Yet Mum loved this devil child, this sweet, sour man, and he loved her back in his own way. In good times, they could be seen laughing like drains, playing with each other with words and kisses. The darkness cannot be judged by the standards of the day, but it is indelibly inked on mine and my brother's hearts. In the choices we make, the choice is not to be Dad, not to be Mum, even though they dwell in our movements, our looks, and sometimes our words. We have made different choices that have taken us far from home. Yet I love you, Mum, and I love you, Dad. And that is the curse, and that is the blessing.